A group focused on Black maternal health is launching a campaign aimed at raising awareness of the disproportionate rate that Black women die in and after pregnancy. The group behind the campaign is called Dr. Shalon's Maternal Action Project. It started after Dr. Shalon Irving died of complications from hypertension weeks after giving birth. Dr. Irving was Black. Her mother, Wanda Irving, co-founded the group, and she joins us now. Miss Irving, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much for having me.
We are just so sorry for the loss of your daughter, and please accept our condolences. I know it's been a few years, but I'm sure the pain is still there and just as hard.
Yes, so much. You'd think it would lessen, and there's some days where it's just as intense and gut-wrenching as it was throughout the first couple of years.
Well, I want to tell our listeners what happened to your daughter right before her death in 2017. She had a clotting disorder and she'd had fibroid surgery. She was told to have a C-section. Then after she gave birth, her blood pressure was spiking. At one point, her legs were swollen. She was retaining water. One nurse gave her medication and told her, quote, "There is nothing we can do. You just have to wait. Give it more time." Can you remind us, Miss Irving, what happened? Why didn't your daughter get proper treatment?
Oh, that, to me, the answer to that question is because she was Black. My daughter was an extremely bright woman, exceptionally articulate. She had dual PhDs. She had two masters. She was a certified health education specialist. She was a lieutenant commander in the U.S. Public Health Service. And she went and she clearly advocated for herself that there was something wrong. She wasn't feeling well. And they patted her on the head as if she were a two-year-old, saying, "Give it time, give it time." Mm-hmm. And the only reason I can come up with is due to the health disparities and inequities in the healthcare system, where Black women are systematically disbelieved, they are dismissed, their symptoms and concerns are not taken seriously, and it's unacceptable. It has to stop.
You co-founded this group in her name to try and bring an end to this. Because it's not just your daughter, as you said, no. It's many Black women. Can you tell me about this campaign and what the goals are?
Absolutely. The goals of this campaign are to raise awareness. We want to make sure that people understand that this is a health crisis. It's not just something that happens sporadically and, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. This campaign is designed to put a face on maternal mortality. It's like my daughter's last message to the world. And it is a poignant example of what needs to be said to people to sort of shake them and wake them up to this horrible crisis.
The Population Reference Bureau reports that Black women are three times more likely to die in or after pregnancy than white women. I'm wondering, this is very systemic, what you're talking about. The racism is deeply embedded in the medical system. Do you see that changing?
The only way that is going to change, in my mind, is that we have got to find ways to hold the medical system accountable for these deaths. To me, it's like acceptable homicide. These women are allowed to die. They come in, they beg for help, and they are dismissed. To me, that needs to have someone responsible, held responsible.
I know you constantly talk to Black women who are pregnant. What do you tell them about how to protect themselves?
I tell them that they have to understand that no one, not the doctor or anyone else, knows their body better than they do. They live in that body every day. And if, in fact, there is something that feels wrong and you know inside your body that it is wrong, then don't stop until you get someone to listen to you. If your doctor is not paying attention or not giving you the kind of answers you want, go to another doctor. If that's not possible, then go to the safety officer at the hospital and let them know that you are being dismissed and you are not taken seriously and you are concerned for your health.
I would love to end by asking you, Miss Irving, you're now raising your daughter's child, Soleil, who I'm guessing might be about six now. Does she understand what happened to her mother and what's the impact been on her of not having her mother around?
My granddaughter, yes, is 6 years old now, and she's in kindergarten. And I think now she is really starting to understand the magnitude of her loss. We have talked about her mother since day one. I've told her stories about her mom as she's been growing up. I've shared with her pictures and anything I can think of that will give her a better understanding of who her mom was and what a fabulous mother she would have been. My granddaughter has told me numerous times how much she loves her mom, and she only had her for 3 weeks, but she knows her intimately. She is always saying, well, Nona, did I do that like mommy? Or what would mommy do in this position? And it warms my heart. But on the other side, there are times when she comes to me and she's in tears and it's like, what is wrong? And she said, I want to die. And it's like, how could you? You're 6 years old. How could you even think of dying? And she's like, it's like, why would you want to die? So, because that's the only way I can be with my mommy. What 6 year old needs to be talking about death and dying? It makes no sense to me. She's a beautiful, warm, smart, vibrant little girl. She loves karate. She loves drama. She cooks. She's just an amazing little girl. And she understands that loss. And it really takes a toll on her. And it concerns me because from what I've read, the trauma caused by losing a mother that early does not go away. Even though people say, oh, kids are resilient, you know, she doesn't remember, she'll be fine. Here it is 6 years later, and she knows, and she's not going to be fine. That trauma has been, as I said, according to papers I've read, become intergenerational. And they say it's up to seven generations that it can affect the person. And that to me worries me because there's so many children that are left and people aren't thinking about what happens to the children. And that is something that we have got to put our arms around and do better by.
Wanda Irving is the co-founder of Dr. Shalon's Maternal Action Project. We put our arms around you today. Thank you so much for sharing such a hard story with us.
Thank you so much.